Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show here on WCCO. It's Saturday morning, June 20th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Thank you for joining us. Happy early Father's Day to all the fathers here in studio today. I've got my good friend, radio show partner, Mr. Steve Groen. Good morning, Steve.
Always good to be here. I think it's 5 years and counting, not that anyone's counting.
Yeah, happy Father's Day there, young man.
Thank you. I have two amazing kids, and it's one of my favorite days of the year.
Yeah, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Again, you're welcome to join us at any point, 612-294-6949. This show, if you've never caught it, again, we're here Saturday mornings 10 to 11. It's fun. We answer questions. We are here to really be a good resource for the community to help you learn, whether you're buying or buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate. Friends with all the good folks at all the different real estate companies here in the Twin Cities from doing this for over 25 years, and so have a lot of good fellow agents, brokers who tune in, offer their wise counsel as well. And Steve,
do we have any World Cup soccer fans?
World Cup soccer? You were a soccer player, weren't you?
That's a bit of a stretch. I played one time in a co-ed league, and they asked me to play, and I played shortstop in high school, so I played goalie.
Oh.
That was fun.
Fun!
You just got to block the ball.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have to kick it.
Josh?
That's right up my alley.
Josh,
yes, sir.
Any World Cup? You've been following the World Cup?
Watched it yesterday.
All right.
I covered St. Cloud State St. Cloud State Husky women's soccer for a full season a few years ago when I was up there, and it definitely reinvigorated. I liked soccer beforehand, but it definitely, you learn a lot by following a club around for a while, and I definitely enjoy it more than most people. Like, my wife is like, oh, it's so boring. I'm like, I actually like it. I like soccer. It's not like there's worse things to watch. It's exciting.
No, it is. It is fun. Hey, first segment again, we always like to do a real estate update, mortgage update, new listings in the Twin Cities, new homes for sale up 4.6%. There were 1,819 new homes on the market, pending sales up almost 10% year over year, 1,216 pending sales, and then the inventory continues to go up. It's now at 10,718 homes for sale, which is 5.5% more than last year at this time. Mortgage rates, again, still kind of the mid 6.5 to 6.75 range. They've been in a very much a steady spot. Affordability is an issue, is definitely an issue. Again, with the inventory growing a little bit, we are still in, overall, generally speaking, a seller's market right now. However, certain pockets, areas, price points, there is definitely, it's becoming a little bit more of a buyer's market as well. And so it's important for you to plug in with your agent, talk to him or her, be sure you are priced correctly. More than anything, Steve, it is always about price. Buyers are not dumb. They're looking at the competition. They're looking at how you're priced for your location, amenities, etc. So it's just important to be priced correctly.
Oh, I can see that. Did I tell you I sold my mom's condo?
You did. Good job, bud.
Yeah. So just an opinion here. Just one guy.
Yes.
All these thousands of listeners. If you're buying a condo, no price is too low. We listed at 135, 4 months, no offers. Listed at 125, 4 months, no offers. Dropped it to 115, a few months, one offer. 113, goodbye.
Yeah.
Finally sold it.
Yeah,
that's a challenge.
It is hard. Yeah, I would say, Steve, it is hard as any owner of a property, every seller, you've lived there, you've invested so much time, love, energy. You know, my home is worth this. And believe me, I get it. You know, I get it and I understand it. And it's just, it's important, like anything in life, to take the wise counsel of a trusted friend, knowledgeable, professional real estate agent and broker who's going to help you, again, just help you move on with life and, again, get the most money you can for it. Now, Steve.
It'd be a bit of a bruised ego when you're trying to sell it for what you think it's worth.
Yeah.
Your opinion's irrelevant. The only one that matters is the person with the checkbook.
Yeah. It's a good point, Steve. It's a really good point. And, hey, we're already up against our first break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before the break, we always like to feature a few listings of the Minnesota Real Estate team. David Meyer has one up in Blaine. It's 2434 Arnold Palmer Drive in Blaine for $725,000. There's an open house, actually, right after the show today, 11 to 1 o'clock. It is a three-bed, three-bath, three-car walkout Rambler. It's on the TPC golf course, hole number 5, 4,100 finished square feet. All the living facilities are on the main level. David says, enjoy golf course views from the back patio. Lots of recent improvements, granite kitchen countertops, backsplash, sink faucet, garbage disposal, fridge, newer dishwasher. Lots of updates on this home. Again, 2434 Arnold Palmer Drive in Blaine for $725,000. Open house today. Be sure to check that one out. One other one right before the break. Susan Vergen has one in Lakeville. It's 16480 Kingswood Drive for $574,900. This is a coming soon property, a four bed, three bath. It's an executive home. It's got a sophisticated mid-century modern feel, Sue said. Brand new horseshoe driveway, new light fixtures. It's got two-sided fireplaces, additional fireplace in the primary bedroom. It's the Lakeville Schools, top award-winning school district. Again, really nice home, $574,900. That's 16480 Kingswood Drive in Lakeville. Be sure to check that one out, Sue Marty, Remax Advantage Plus. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the second act here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Grateful for you all joining us. Hope your Father's Day weekend is starting out well. Everyone, it's that time of the show. We do our Minute of Hope by the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. This week, I just wanted to talk about we are doing our annual golf tournament next week, this coming Thursday. Everybody's invited, whether you golf, whether you don't golf, whether you want to just check out the live auction online. Any and all monies that are raised go to support the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. For those of you that listen to the show, we share a story every week. We do our best to help 3 to 4 local families who are experiencing significant and unexpected hardships. We're talking about serious medical diagnoses. We're talking about accidents of all sorts. We're talking about bad things and very good people who need a little extra help. That's where we come in, thanks to you all and your donations. So again, we're a local organization. We're super grateful. A lot of the other fellow charities have been referring people to us, the United Way, the Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul. And so again, a lot of the good folks in Minnesota are getting to know the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, but more importantly, supporting the efforts to help local people. So again, check out that golf tournament. It's in Oakdale. It's coming up this Thursday, June 25th. It is a 18-hole shotgun. Would love to have you. We still have room for people to sign up. Again, if you just Google the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, you'll see all the information on the golf tournament. It's coming up this Thursday. Would love to have you there. Again, even if you want to check out the silent auction or make it a donation, we would be so grateful. Again, it helps local families who are struggling. You can follow us on social media. So thank you for your kind support. Steve, you've been a gracious supporter over the years. Thank you for all you've done. You're a very kind, generous soul. So thanks for all you've done there, young man.
I appreciate that. You remind me of, are you old enough to remember Percy Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people would write in the newspaper and they'd say, hey, I've had some hard luck. I want to go back to school. I can afford tuition, but I can't afford the $100 for books. And Percy would say, well, here's $100 for books, and here's $600 for tuition, and here's $700 for next, you know, quarter's, you know, whatever the educational costs and the tuition. And you're a bit like that. So you don't just run around writing checks. You find tangible needs, very practical needs. Someone needs a new roof, right? And they can't afford it, and they're disabled or whatever. And you go in, and it's dollar for dollar, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we give you $100 and $14 goes to the cause. Like, what percentage of the $100 goes to the cause?
Yeah.
That's a question.
Like, yeah, it is.
It's nearly 100%.
Almost all of it. Yeah. We are kind of small and mighty, as I would say.
And you're not giving anyone like $20,000. It's all smaller items, but very practical and just making people's lives better. And it's happening every week. So one question is, let's say someone has a need, or they know of someone who has a need. You know, they need a new water heater, whatever, and they want to look to your foundation. What do they do?
Yeah, biggest way to help someone, if you know of somebody that needs help, thank you, is just go to O'NeillHope.org, and you can click on Get Help. And there you can nominate anybody, friends, family, neighbors, anyone who might be struggling. What we do is we take that form, we reach out to the person, we have a nice longer discussion with them, meet, talk, determine how we can best help them. And so, yeah, you can, anybody can, you can nominate anyone.
And it's amazing how many people aren't willing to ask for help.
Yeah.
They're just not willing to do it. But if we know of someone, we can go to O'Neill Hope.
Yep. O'NeillHope.org.
.org. And we can submit the request on behalf of someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's just true in life. In business, I get a sister. She won't ask for help. She
yeah.
needs help.
Yeah.
A lot of variety of ways.
Yep.
You know, pride's in the way or whatever.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody, for your kind support. Everybody's invited again for that golf tournament. We do appreciate it. We had a nice comment on social media that says, when I first saw Steve on air here on social media, I thought, wow, Scott looks younger today and taller.
Yeah, better looking, smarter. Nicer personality. No, Scott's amazing.
Scott
does a fantastic job on this show.
Scott, got to give him a nice shout out. He is with his fine son, Mr. Aiden, doing a little fishing today. So happy to hear that. Taking some father-son time, well-deserved to actually be doing that. And so, Scott and all fathers are having a nice weekend. Had a question, just said, guys, are we moving finally to a balanced real estate market? It's becoming more of a balanced market, I would say. Again, if your price is, I would say, $450 and less, there is still, again, a ton of demand, and we're seeing multiple offers in many of the, say, $450 and under price point. As you get a little more expensive, Steve, there's becoming more competition. Buyers have choices. And again, rates are 6.5, 6.75. So housing is not cheap. So if people are going to buy a $700,000 house, they want it to make sense for them. And so that's why, again, we just can't stress. I know every week Scott brings it up. Pricing is so important, Steve. But it's definitely becoming more more balanced. And I had asked you, by the way, before the break, what's new with you guys? Tell people about your new website. You guys got a new website.
Oh, AJAlberts.com, rebuilt it. And what's cool is probably a third of my business is water conditioning. So we do full water testing services, and we do it for free. And by the way, if you call in right now off the show, we do take calls right now. You can set up a free estimate. We're not going to charge you a travel fee. That's a show special, by the way. We don't normally, that's not how it works. But at any rate, we'll test the wire for free. Water conditioning, carbon filters, iron filters, whole home PFAS filters, reverse osmosis, that's RO systems. There's nothing, I won't name any names, but there's nothing that company that sounds like Mulligan can do that's better than we have, what we do. We have actual plumbers, we have commercial grade products, and we have fantastic pricing. But at any rate, go to our website, AJAlberts.com. You can schedule an appointment, but you can also click on your city and see what your hardness is for the water. And we're still going through the final throes of the update of the website, but it's pretty cool because there's like a map and you can visually choose your city, or there's a drop down menu. So let's say you're in Blaine. Blaine has harder water. You know, you can see that. But we go out and we test the water. Cause if you have hard water, that causes all sorts of havoc on the rest of your fixtures, including your water heater, and decreases the life, not to mention having problems with your hair and everything else. But you can also install a carbon filter, like a whole home carbon filter, like a Brita filter. You drink water right out of Brita filter.
Yeah.
You can have that for your whole house, and then you can drink out of every fixture, and you get rid of that chlorine. You're not breathing all that gas in the shower and all that. So just a variety of things we do, RO systems in particular. We're installing those every day.
What's it called?
Reverse osmosis.
Oh, reverse
it's like a four-filter system, carbon filter, and it really takes most everything out of the water, you know, different lead particulates, the majority of PFAS, that's that forever chemical that we want to avoid putting in our bodies. So that's a mission. Health is a big deal at our company, and I think for me, health is a passion that I have,
yep.
Whether it's CrossFit or what I put in my body or doing cold plunges. And how do we, because if we're healthy, then we can tackle the most challenging circumstances in life and we can just enjoy life more. So why not live like that?
Health is wealth. As I always say, when you don't feel well, it's hard to do much of anything when you're not feeling well. Hey, I had another question that just came in again regarding mortgage rates. Mortgage rates still are steady. Very similar, right? In that kind of mid sixes, 6.75. A lot of it is obviously with the state of the world and what's going on in Iran. And is there an agreement? Is there not an agreement? Is there a ceasefire? What's happening with oil prices? It is interesting, Steve, I was going to comment that the U.S. median rent across the 50 largest metros, it actually dropped 1.7% from a year earlier. That's from realtor.com. So it's
what would cause that?
Well, again, it's supply and demand. So it is. And you've noticed, folks listening, you can drive anywhere, 494, 394, and you see all these new apartment complexes popping up. A lot of hedge funds, national investors, big companies come in, build these apartment complexes. And there has been an increase in inventory. And so, it is. The rent is very similar, Steve, to, you know, selling homes. It's supply and demand.
Well, I will say this. I live currently at the Preserve Apartments in Bloomington. Got a postcard in the mail for Ardor on the Bluffs, which okay. is the east side of Bloomington. Went and toured it. They built it a year and a half ago. It's only like, it's not even 70% occupied. I'm moving there. Signed up for 17 months. They gave me 2 free months.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and it's beautiful. It smells new. So I can see that. It seems like there's so many apartments going up.
Yeah. And again, we're already at the halfway point here, but we'll continue the discussion. We appreciate you joining us by phone or text, 612-294-6949. Before the break, Jack and Vanessa Dickinson have a listing. This is a nice one for $585,000. This is a condo in the Bay Hill community of Minnetonka, 11460 Fairfield Road West, number 103 in Minnetonka. Again, it's got a very open living space, sunroom, flexible den and office, updated kitchen featuring new appliances, and there's lots of new updates, including windows, improved mechanicals. The building itself is very secured with heated underground parking, convenient in-unit laundry, and it's a great Minnetonka location close to everything. Be sure to check that one out. 11460 Fairfield Road West, number 103, for $585,000. That's Jack and Vanessa Dickinson. And then Julie Harris has one in Red Wing. This is $899,000. This is 4999 Chalet Court in Red Wing. It's a custom-built luxury home. Julie says it's inspired by Southern elegance with Louisiana flair and rich architectural character. Got an open, flowing floor plan, a gourmet kitchen, custom maple cabinetry, granite countertops. You've got main level features, 3/4 solid Southern yellow pine hardwood floors, stone fireplace, and the lower level has a spacious family room, sound studio, exercise room, sauna. Beautifully landscaped private outdoor retreat with patios, limestone boulders, retaining walls.
I'm going to move there.
It's a cool house. Yeah, when you look at the pictures too, pull that one up online, folks. Check that one out too. $49.99 Chalet Court in Red Wing for $899. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening. We hope your weekend is going well. I had a nice chat this week with a friend of mine who has a wonderful home for sale I wanted to mention. His name is Dennis Libby. Dennis is a fellow agent. And this, for all you Lake Minnetonka folks or looking for Lake Minnetonka, this is one I just wanted to touch on. The address of this one, Steve, is 1000 Heritage Lane in Orono. Dennis is doing an open house here tomorrow, actually Father's Day, from 12 to 4. It is a four-bed, three-bath, over 2,800 finished square feet. Dennis just says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to enjoy lake living in a spacious, mechanically updated, bright, open rambler. It's on an acre. It's got an HOA dock and boat slip on Lake Minnetonka. He said it's ideal as a year-round residence, seasonal snowbird hideaway, or build completely new. Very rural-like Orono with homes of significant higher value around it. If you do, again, you pull up the pictures, you can see it's a beautiful neighborhood. He said it's within 3 miles either direction to Wayzata and Navarre. Lots of convenience around there with Ridgedale, of course, everything in the Twin Cities here. The HOA is a self-managed HOA with 340 feet of Smith Bay shoreline and a modern seasonal dock installation. So many updates on this property to list that I'll save the time here, but just want you all to check this out. Again, 1000 Heritage Lane in Orono. Beautiful property. It's a rambler. Everything's on one level, 1 acre. Again, for you Lake Minnetonka folks who are looking for Lake Minnetonka, be sure to check that out. Again, Dennis Libby, a kind friend of mine, does a great job. So thanks for sharing that one. Steve, before I dive back in again, we just had a comment that says, would you guys mind giving a brief overview and the link for your investment classes? So we do an investment property seminar monthly. This past week we did, it was Investment Property 101, how to get into real estate investing. As many of you know, I'm a small real estate investor, landlord over the past 25 years, and I have really kind of lived it, the good, the bad, and everything in between. And so with those classes, we share, hey, how can you do it, Steve? How can I become an investor? How can I buy something? How do I rent it out? How do I fix and flip? How do I find a 10-unit building? You name it, we cover it. It's very low sales pitch. Do you want to do any real estate investing?
I do. I actually do. Yeah. I think the trick to the program, the biggest trick, there's a bunch of tricks, but you got to find the property and get it at the right price.
Yeah.
And so how do you do that? And you see different billboards and, you know, we buy ugly houses or whatever. So there's some people that have kind of figured it out. And I also know there's wholesale brokerages that somehow sell them to other investors. And they're taking a cut too, but somehow they've figured out how to find those homes. So how do you find a home? How do you find those?
Yeah, I mean, again, your agent, he or she should be working through, obviously, many homes are listed for sale on MLS, which is a paid subscription as agents that we look to see what properties are listed with all the different real estate brokers and such. And then there's lots of different avenues. There's door knocking. There's sending letters out. There are targeted ways that you can identify different properties and contact those owners directly to say, hey, you thinking about selling? Have you thought about selling? I'm interested in this property. And there's a lot of transactions that actually help happen that way, Steve. It's more work for your agent. But sometimes, again, and you see it, Steve, as well with, let's say you're looking to buy a home for yourself and your family. If you can't find anything on the market, your agent has to get creative and say, let's find that home, existing homes. Let's door knock. Let's send letters. Let's do a variety of different things. Advertise on social media to try to find someone that's looking to sell. Does that kind of make sense?
It does.
Question, had another question. This is a good one. We haven't had this in a while. It says, are there any new tax incentives to sell or buy homes. About half of the homes in my neighborhood have one and two people living in four-bedroom houses. Most of the folks are retired. Maybe the property tax laws should be changed. Those owners in not fully used houses should get a smaller homestead property tax exemption to encourage them to move. They would have a larger tax bill. Retirees would have an incentive to sell their home. Right now, part of the inventory issue is there is not always a large incentive. Hey, why should I sell? Why should I move? That's a really good question. Feel free if you have thoughts, comments on social media, or you want to text or call in with your thoughts on that. That's an interesting thought, Steve. Any thoughts that you have initially on that?
I don't have much to add there, but I do think when they changed the tax laws, that was 2008, so you could buy and rent, you could rent property, but you weren't taxed as heavily. I think that's hurt the market.
Yeah, there are, as investors, there's a lot of benefits to owning investment property that we talk about. And obviously with owning your own house, there are tax benefits as well. It's a good question to think about. I know for lots of fellow agents, finding inventory, Steve, is a problem. And so there, again, I see so many buyer need emails. Hey, I've got a buyer. This price point, this area, we can't find a house for my people to buy. That is an issue in the Twin Cities market.
Yeah, I don't know about the door knocking, but I owned a company, sold it a few months ago. And I needed to rent some space. And I had realtors looking for this, and it had gone on for 2 months. And then one Friday, I just woke up and said, I'm door knocking. And I just started driving around the closest place. I found three that I could rent from within 5 hours.
Mm.
But you had to do the work. And no one wants to do door knocking. But my guess is if you did some of that, and maybe door hangers or whatever, if you're really serious about it, if you know where you want to live, and you don't like the options, there's probably people thinking about selling. They just don't have the house on the market.
Yeah, had a comment that says, hey, Ryan, when is that golf deal again? It's this Thursday, coming up this Thursday, June 25th. Oak Marsh over in Oakdale. It's 18 holes golf. We have a buffet included. So includes golf, cart, prizes, buffet dinner. We have a silent auction. All the money goes towards the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. Thank you for spreading the word, checking it out online. Steve, what else is cooking with you guys, your plumbing company? You guys are doing a wonderful job. What else do you have for us today?
Well, maybe something that's interesting. There's a lot of realtors that listen to this show. I talk to realtors every day. In fact, you mentioned Sue Marty. She's phenomenal. I knew her when she used to work at Zero Res many years ago. Julie Harris, we're friends on LinkedIn, and those are outstanding realtors. So I'm talking to realtors every single day. The problem I solve is when you have the home inspection report that comes back and there is some plumbing issues that need to be resolved. It could be a old water heater, code correction, gas line. They need a new floor drain. We do all that, and we do it quickly. So if you call me in the morning and need it that afternoon, 9 times out of 10, I knock it out in the afternoon. We don't charge extra for that. And so we help facilitate the sale of the business and just make it go through. But sometimes people just want a price to negotiate. We offer that too. I give online quotes all the time. Hey, it's going to cost this much. And they might use that to negotiate. They may or may not use us, but we at least supply and help the realtors out that need to, you know, make the deal happen.
You looking at the website here with all of your plumbers, how many plumbers on the team?
We have 10 plumbers, and 5 of them are master plumbers. I have no salesmen. You're not going to find me on billboards. You're not going to find me on TV. It's repeat and referral business, and I add 1 or 2 trucks every year, and we just keep trucking along. We do complete boiler services like in-floor heat, radiant heat, all that new construction. We do some of that. We do complete remodeling. I've got 3 guys that just do work in our remodeling division. And then we're licensed in Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's kind of rare. There's a lot of plumbers that won't go there. You need all sorts of special licenses. We have our RPZ licenses. We're licensed in Wisconsin. Basically, if it touches water or natural gas, we do it. You need a gas line to a pool or a grill or to a new stove, we do that all day long.
Yeah,
we've got and quickly. And you can schedule online. We make it easy. It's my motto. We make it easy. You can book online, text us, call us, and we just go out and get it done so people can move on with life.
Before the break, 1,819 Google reviews, Steve. 4.9. Well done there, young man. That is impressive. Very well done. Before the break, and we're going to continue the discussion after the break here with Steve and a couple of the texts that have come in. Mike Varner, outstanding agent on the team, has one in Montgomery, 1008 Mulberry Avenue Northeast in Montgomery for $369. This is a 2020 build, 5-bed, 3-bath, 3-stall garage. He said it's looking out to hole number 7 on the tee box of the Montgomery National Golf Course. Got a finished basement. It's priced lower than new construction, Mike says, for 3-bed, 2-bath without a finished basement. Huge fenced-in yard, quiet new development. Again, the 1008 Mulberry Avenue Northeast in Montgomery for $369,000. Be sure to check that one out. Mike Varner has that listed. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, top of the morning to you, and welcome back. We've got a couple other listings. Like to hit this one. Laura Antolik's got one in Farmington, 21902 Denton Avenue in Farmington. Open house today from 1 to 2:30. Its price on this is $317,999. It's an improved price. She said it's a 2023 3-bed, 3-bath townhome. End unit, open floor plan, lots of windows for letting in natural light, LVP flooring, tons of updates. The upper level has a large loft, 3 bedrooms, laundry, 2 baths, wonderful green space with patio for outdoor dining. Check out the open house today, 21902 Denton Avenue in Farmington for $317,999. Angel Ball, a great agent, has one in Burnsville, Steve. This one is 14809 White Oak Drive in Burnsville, $700,000. She says the loan is assumable at 2.375%. Wow.
How do you get an assumable loan?
We'll talk about that. The rate, yeah, the rate is assumable. It's a beautiful 2-story home. It's in Summit Oaks, 4-bed, 4-bath, 3-car garage. The highlight of the home is the sun-drenched 4-season porch. It's got a newly finished deck overlooking a private backyard, finished walkout level. Again, it's in a school district 196, and Angel said, did we mention the loan's assumable at 2.375? Again, that's 14809 White Oak Drive in Burnsville. And last but not least, Fong Cao has one in Brooklyn Park for $240,3656 Brooklyn, Brookdale Drive North. A private patio, front open yard without any maintenance, freshly painted. It's got new laminate flooring, new bathrooms, new windows. He's doing an open house today from 12 to 2. That's 3656 Brookdale Drive in Brooklyn Park. I can't forget my friend Heidi Huseth. Heidi's got one in Apple Valley. She was the number one seller last month for the Minnesota real estate team. Congrats, Heidi. 7402 Germain Trail. For $215,000, it's a townhome, 3-bed, 2-bath, 1-car garage, looks out to a wooded land with pond, private patio, upper level laundry. Again, 7402 Germain Trail in Apple Valley. Those are all listings in the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Heidi Huseth, Steve. Heidi finished as the number one seller out of 200-plus agents. She came into this business part-time. For those people that say you can't do it part-time, and she works like so many, incredibly hard, but just so proud of Heidi, going from part-time to full-time to number one on a team with 200-plus agents.
Yeah, I know Heidi. We're on LinkedIn together. She calls me every once in a while. Great agent.
Yeah. Any last thoughts today, bud? Last thoughts for folks with your great company? Again, 800-plus Google reviews. Love working with you. Love the work that you do, you and your team. We work with you a ton. Our agents do. Our clients do.
Well, I would say if you ever wonder what's in your water and is your water softener working properly or is your water heater isn't working properly, just give us a call. I mean, there's no downside. Just give us a ring. We can send someone out, check things over, and a lot of times it's we'll reset the head or whatever on the softener. But you can book an appointment at ajalberts.com or text or call us right off that website. We just do outstanding work. You mentioned our Google reviews, 4.9. I am obsessed with customer service.
I know you are.
Absolutely. And I'm just probably a people pleaser at heart. But that's what we want, because that's how you get repeat and referral. It's no different than agents, right?
They yeah, you want to solve help solve problems. You solve call people problems. Back. You email them back. You text them back. You try your best to help. You extend kindness, goodwill. That's customer service.
And you're memorable.
Yeah. You are memorable.
Sorry, you, buddy.
You are memorable. Hey, Steve Groen, I do, check out, again, mnrealestateshow.com is where you can see all of our great partners. Again, like I said, I didn't randomly just find these people over the last 25 years. They're folks that help all the agents on the Minnesota real estate team. More importantly, help you as our clients, as our listeners. They work with all the different real estate brokers in town as well. And again, Steve's a great example. All these Google reviews, Steve. We always love having you on. Any last thoughts for folks today?
The world,
I gotcha.
The World Cup. What's the next game? We won, right? What's the next game?
World Cup, next game.
It's coming up. So here's the thing that I'm not used to. It's the spacing out between games. So like the next game that we have is Thursday. Next Thursday versus Turkey. And then after that, it's July 1st versus to be determined. So it's a little bit of spaced out because there's still so many teams. It's a pool of 32 now, I think it goes down to. So there's a lot of wiggle room, but this has been an interesting run for good old Team USA. Usually a team that isn't taken seriously in these situations.
Had a just an interesting comment real quickly. Just said it says, regarding older people selling homes. The issue, Ryan, is capital gains, taxes, depreciation, recapture, and impact on IRMA, I-R-R-M-A. Got 8 properties to sell, but get penalized in taxes. So now I wait to die to get the step-up in basis. I'm not interested in a 1031. That is a wise real estate investor. He or she is correct. And that is why a lot of real estate investors hold on to real estate until they pass, because there is a step up in basis at that point. It's why a lot of all these Uber millionaires around the world that own so much stuff, they just throw a dart, they buy some real estate, they hold on to it a long time, and that's how they make some good money, and they never sell it, Steve. There you go. There's your deep thought by Ryan.
By Jack Handy.
I like those glasses. You got to keep those on, man. Those are good.
Thank you. They're similar to yours. They're dark.
Hey, it's been a fun show. Super grateful for you listening, everybody. Encourage you to reach out again to AJ Alberts Plumbing. Steve and his company do a wonderful job. Big thanks to Josh for coming in today and kindly dealing with us. And happy Father's Day to everybody. I'm thinking of my dear father today, who is no longer living. But I'm thinking of my dad, of my brothers, and just thinking of all the fathers and the sacrifices made. So sending lots of love out to you all. And again, appreciate you joining us. This has been the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Do check out the O'Neill Foundation of Hope Golf Tournament next week. Would love to have you stop out, support the cause. Reach out to AJ Alberts, Steve and his team. And again, mnrealestateshow.com for any of your questions. We're here to help and be a resource however we can. Enjoy this weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.